The DA has put the Minister of Police on terms as the South African government has forsaken the people of the northern areas of Nelson Mandela Bay, leaving them to fend for themselves against gangsters and criminals. We marched to the Galvindale police station not only in solidarity with three-year-old Emilio Hutchinson, his grandmother and a family friend who were brutally shot and executed in their home in Helenvale, but we marched with all families that have lost loved ones, particularly innocent children. We've handed over a memorandum putting Minister Cele on terms, demanding that he provide feedback within 14 days about how he's going to create a safer Nelson Mandela Bay. Our memorandum makes the following demands: that we double the number of members allocated to the anti-gang unit. SAPS needs to assign the best detectives from around the country to support SAPS in Nelson Mandela Bay. We must strengthen crime intelligence, increase police visibility, and make use of technology in order to fight crime. The South African Police Service is using 20th century technology to fight 21st century criminals, and that is why crime is so out of control. We will continue to fight for justice for Emilio and the people of the northern areas and Nelson Mandela Bay. We have a proud record of fighting for safety in the city, and we won't give up on the people of our homes. We need to make sure that on the 29th of May, a DA government is elected to rescue South Africans from violent crime that is destroying their lives and their children's futures.